Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
And a very good evening to you. It's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Taoiseach confirms the final cost of the National Broadband Plan could hit around €3 billion over 25 years. The Speaker of the US House of Representatives sends a direct warning to the UK regarding the Good Friday Agreement. A man sustains serious head injuries after being attacked with a hammer in the Pierce Road area of Letterkenny. It happened last Sunday morning. Gardaí are appealing for information. Gardaí also investigating incidents of vandalism around the town where homes were damaged in the past week. And later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Kenny Harkin. That's coming up at around 5:15. Good evening. The Taoiseach has confirmed the final cost of the National Broadband Plan could hit around €3 billion over 25 years. The plan aims to provide more than 500,000 homes with high-speed broadband, over 30,000 of them in Donegal. It had been hoped details of the project would be revealed this week, but it's been delayed until after Easter. Well, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald clashed about the plan in the Dáil this afternoon.
It's an astonishing thing, you know, that the head of government would take such a laissez-faire approach to final costings. I mean, you should have a view as to the affordability or the price range of the state.
Deputy, I really think you need to pull out your Irish-French dictionary and look up what the word laissez-faire means. There's nothing laissez-faire about this at all. We're going to this one into in excruciating detail.
The Speaker of the US House of Representatives has sent a direct warning to the UK regarding the Good Friday Agreement. Nancy Pelosi says if Brexit negotiations harm the historic 1998 agreement, there will be no trade deal between the US and the UK. Ms. Pelosi was speaking in Dublin as part of a trip to Ireland. She's due to address the Dáil tomorrow. She warned the UK to stay away from the Good Friday Agreement.
And it's not that we're taking sides. We're just holding to our values, this ideal that is a model for the world. Other places copied if they could make peace, if they could find common ground there. That's really a model for the rest of the world.
Cabinet ministers have approved legislation to allow people living on islands vote on the same day as the mainland. Some islands have voted as early as 3 days before the rest of the country in elections and referendums. They include islands off the coast of Donegal. The government believes improved transport infrastructure means it's practical for people on islands to vote on the same day as everyone else. It's also something that islanders have been demanding. A man has sustained serious head injuries after being attacked with a hammer in the Pierce Road area of Letterkenny in the early hours of last Sunday morning. It's believed the victim was attacked by two other men. Garda Claire Rafferty is appealing for witnesses, for anyone with information to come forward.
A male sustained serious head injuries. It's believed that it happened at the Westside Riverside Apartments area and then spilled out onto the Pierce Road. The victim is believed to have been attacked by two males who actually used weapons in the course of the attack, and he sustained injuries as a result. So in relation to this one, we're asking anyone who lives around the Westside Riverside Apartments, if they heard a bit of commotion at approximately 1 a.m. in the morning, who may have looked out and seen something, or again, as it spilt out onto Pierce Road, if anyone passing there may have seen an altercation taking place there.
Because I think it could have been very, very serious.
Yes, especially when weapons are used, this would make you think that it was something that could have been pre-planned.
Can you divulge? A hammer
was used in this
that's
one.
That's a lethal weapon.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, the confidential line is there if people are worried about contacting us, or if you want to talk to ourselves in Letterkenny, it's 074-916-7100.
And that was Garda Claire Rafferty speaking there on the 9 till noon show with Greg Hughes. Well, also on the show, Garda, the appeal for information after a large number of homes in Letterkenny were damaged over the course of the past week. A number of housing estates were targeted with windows smashed by either rocks or stone. It's believed a small group of youths were behind the attacks, which all happened in the evening time between last Tuesday and last Saturday. Garda Rafferty says there's an onus on parents to know where their children are.
This was a recurring one through the week, and it's a report from the 9th of April up until the 13th, so that's Tuesday to Saturday, on different evenings of the reports we received were youths throwing stones and rocks at windows, but in a number of houses the front windows were smashed and cracked as a result, and it was in different locations. There was Dr. McGinley Road, Ardlonan Estate on Long Lane, Beechwood Road and Meadowbank Park. This was again mainly in the evening between 6 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. You might think you see kids just hanging around, they're out playing, but if you see anything more sinister to it, we'd ask you to give us a ring. A small group is what we have at the moment. Stones or rocks, they're obviously big enough and thrown with enough force to actually smash windows in houses, so...
The Garda Commissioner has stood over his decision not to promote Gardaí that have outstanding complaints against them. Drew Harris also refuted claims made by the AGSI that members aren't being trained in advance of new legislation being enacted. From the AGSI conference in Cavan, Casey O'Riordan reports.
The AGSI today questioned what grounds the Garda Commissioner has to withhold promotions from members that have outstanding complaints, which they say are often minor or bogus. Drew Harris is attending their annual conference this evening. He says each case is examined on its merits.
And I want to be sure, absolutely sure, that I'm promoting people that I can have faith and trust in terms of the supervision responsibilities that they have.
Members claimed that they were being forced to Google new legislation, such as the new Domestic Violence Act, which came into effect in January, because they aren't being properly trained in advance. The commissioner said he personally checked their internal system and the information is available, and officers who are specialised in the area have received training. He refused to clarify the circumstances around an incident at Garda headquarters last month in which he was being driven back from Northern Ireland in an unmarked PSNI Jeep.
The truth is, people don't know about my security arrangements because I don't publicise them, and that's probably the safest for myself, for my family and for those who come.
The 2019 Town and Village Renewal Scheme has been officially launched, with communities across Donegal urged to apply for funding. The scheme supports the rejuvenation of towns and villages with populations of less than 10,000. As in previous years, it'll be administered through county councils. Councillor Martin McDermott says it's important for eligible towns to make their case. He's particularly anxious to see more applications from Inishowen. Councillor McDermott says Donegal County Council will not be found wanting.
It's very, very important for the towns and villages to apply, to get their applications onto the department, to get through the Donegal County Council, through the LCDC, Local Community Development Company, and get on there, because it's a brilliant avenue to get work done.
It is very much a collaboration, and it's got to start really in the community with people, be it tidy towns groups or whoever within communities who take an interest and really want to advance their communities. But from your own point of view as a councillor, the message you're giving through very much is that Donegal County Council won't be found wanting in terms of support, in terms of practical backing.
Absolutely not. The council certainly won't be found wanting when it comes to backing the town and village renewal schemes. They have been very, very involved in any of the schemes that has been done to date since going back to 2016 when this programme started to come out. The council has been extremely heavily involved, and that since that, with a number of community groups and a number of tidy towns groups. So they certainly will not be found wanting when it comes to, you know, putting in the applications, helping with the applications, and then helping with the works when the applications are done and we do get the funding. And I feel that we have an opportunity here now in Inishowen. There's some great community groups, there's great tidy towns groups set up in a number of villages around the county and around the peninsula here. So I'd be urging as many as possible to get their applications on, to get the work done, get a good application put on, and I think we'd be in a great position to get a good bit of funding for the peninsula if we do get those applications on, and to make sure that they can contact the council at any time to help out with that, or contact through the local members as well.
Councillor Martin McDermott there. A meeting between retail bodies and the policing board in Northern Ireland will take place this week over the spate of ATM robberies. Just last night, another machine was ripped from a wall in Bushmills, County Antrim. A digger and tractor were set on fire. It's just one in a number of thefts in the north and along the border in recent months, including several in Derry and Tyrone. Business owner Walter Miller has an ATM stolen in County Antrim. At the start of the month, he said he won't be replacing it.
I think they're total scum, to be honest with you. They have absolutely no consideration for people's livelihoods, for families that's affected by it. I mean, we have five children ourselves. We've been in business. I've been in the part of the business for the past 30 years. Trading times have been difficult enough over that time, and they've just no thought or consideration for the effects it has on businesses and families and the village as a whole.
Residents on Trusk Road in Ballymafay are to be consulted on developing a new housing scheme on council-owned land in the area. Controversy arose over a decade ago when there were initial proposals to construct an apartment block on the site. It's understood the new plans involve a smaller development which will be designed and reserved for an older people's housing scheme. The Cathaoirleach of the Stranraer Municipal District is Councillor Patrick McGowan. He has sought assurances from management that a full consultation process will be initiated.
I know they're working on a plan at the moment, and it's the idea would be that they would have special design done for elderly residents, a bit like a pilot scheme, you know, putting in facilities and all. Like, I'm not sure how many houses, but that's what the assurance was yesterday, because the rumour was out there that the council were thinking about building something there.
And residents have yet to be consulted, but I'm sure from your point of view that they would be possibly satisfied with the idea of this housing development being for elderly people.
Yeah, well, that's where we left off. Say about 10 years ago, and as I say, this is very prime land, and people would have expected the council would come back at some stage, because it's quite located quite near the town, and it's quite near Sheshineal as well. So the assurance, and that's what I asked for them yesterday, because the rumour was out there that the council were thinking of developing that, and they did make an announcement yesterday to that fact. So yes, I'm happy enough from what the manager and the director of housing had said, that they will, before they decide to go to planning, that they will consult the residents and rest assure them that it'll not be apartments, it'll be something that'll be safe for elderly. And there is a big need for a special unit to be built for elderly, you know, small two beds.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, stocking the Northwest's biggest selection of running shoes from all the leading brands.
13 minutes past 5 o'clock, and we say good afternoon to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donald. Good evening. Starting with news of the FIA, the entire board of the FIA intends to step down after a review of leadership structures in the organisation. The Oireachtas Sports Committee has also heard Sport Ireland will carry out a full audit of the FIA. A submission has also been filed to the company's registrations office, saying the FIA's failed to keep proper accounts. It comes amid a row over corporate governance of the Football Association. At the committee, Minister Shane Ross read aloud a letter sent to him from the FIA.
It's our intention that recommendations in relation to restructuring the board will be brought to the membership for their consideration and adoption at our annual general meeting in July, when a new structure has been put in place. It is the intention that the existing board will step down to allow for a new board to be constituted in the best interests of football.
Well, former Republic of Ireland international Niall Quinn, he says the move represents a tremendous opportunity for Irish football. He added the board stepping down means work can be started in regaining trust within the association.
I think you're sitting in a car at the traffic lights and the traffic lights have gone green, but you know, you've got to put it in gear now and get it to move. It's not going to go by itself. It's pitiful that it's come to this, but that's the way it is. Now I think that the gates are open and the opportunity is there. It's a chance that we can't get wrong, but it's not a silver bullet chance that changes things overnight.
Well, elsewhere in other news, not for the first time in their history, Manchester United have to overcome a 1-0 deficit at the New Camp tonight. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's side trailed Barcelona by a solitary goal ahead of the second leg of their Champions League quarter-final. Former Barca forward Alexis Sanchez could return from injury for United tonight. And Ajax midfielder Frankie de Jong, he's a doubt for their second leg away to Juventus with a hamstring strain. They're tied at a goal apiece going into tonight's game in Turin. Both those games kick off at 8 o'clock. And there's one game in the Premier League, and it could go a long way to deciding who joins Huddersfield and Fulham in the Championship next term. Cardiff start the night 5 points from safety and travel to the side directly above them in the table, Brighton. And former Manchester United midfielder Paul Scholes, he's been charged with misconduct in relation to the FA's betting rules. It's alleged he placed 140 bets on football matches between August 2015 and January this year. He has 10 days to respond to the charge. Back closer to home in the Ulster Senior League, there's one game down for decision tonight. It's 8 o'clock kickoff. Bonagie, who are in third place in the Ulster Senior League, they host Letterkenny Rovers, who are in second spot. And there's a game in the Donegal League, League 2 Shield. It's the second leg of the semi-final between Kildrum Tigers and Fintown Harps. Kildrum, they lead 4-1 from the first leg. 7 o'clock's the kickoff time in that one. In boxing, Katie Taylor says unifying the women's lightweight division would trump her Olympic gold medal in 2012. It's been confirmed that the WBA, IBF and WBO champion will challenge the WBC title holder Delphine Persson at Madison Square Garden on June the 1st. The fight will be on the undercard to Anthony Joshua's heavyweight title defence with Jarrell Big Baby Miller. Taylor says meeting Pearson could see her reach the pinnacle of her career. Moving on to rugby, and Jonathan Sexton looks set to play for Leinster in Sunday's Heineken Champions Cup semi-final with Toulouse. The Ireland out half hasn't played since Ireland's final Six Nations game away to Wales last month due to a quad injury. Tadhg Furlong's also expected to be fit, having been taken off as a precaution during last week's win over Glasgow in the Pro 14. Devon Toner and Robbie Henshaw, they both came through the game unscathed. And Stuart Lancaster is sure Sexton will be ready for Sunday's game at the Aviva.
Well, he's trained today, so let's see what happens between now and the weekend. But no, he's trained today. We haven't trained yet this week because obviously it's moving to the Sunday game. We'll train this afternoon, we'll train tomorrow, Thursday off. I've just got to lead into the game, so yeah, it's fun to go.
In cycling, Ireland's Sam Bennett has claimed the first stage of the Tour of Turkey. The Bora Hansgrohe rider won in a tight sprint finish ahead of Quickstep's Fabio Jakobsen, with Caelan Ewan of Lotto Soudal in third. It continues a fine record for Bennett in Turkey, as he's now won 8 stages in the race over the past 3 years. Tomorrow's second stage is a largely flat 183-kilometre stage. And snooker, Michael Judge, he faces a long night if he's to qualify for the first round proper of the World Championships. The Dubliner trails amateur James Cahill by 6-3 following the first session of their final round qualifier in Sheffield. The first to 10 will qualify for the Crucible, a feat no amateur has managed before. Finally, for this evening in golf, Scotland's Russell Knox has confirmed he'll defend his Irish crown at Lahinch in July. The 33-year-old won the title in Ballyluffin last summer, defeating Ryan Fox in a playoff at the Scenic Glashiri course. He'll be have stiff competition with major winners Louis Oosthuizen, Danny Willett and Padraig Harrington, joining former Ryder Cup winners Graham McDowell, Lee Westwood and Tommy Fleetwood at the County Clare course in July. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Donal.
Thank you, Kenny. The government is being urged to implement long-awaited changes to the Fair Deal scheme, the state initiative set up to provide financial support to those in need of nursing home care. Under the changes, it's proposed to cap participant contributions on farm assets at 3 years, where a family member commits to working those farm assets, something not allowed for under the current programme. Donegal Deputy Pearce Doherty says with representatives from the IFA in the county are frustrated at the little progress being made. He's calling on the Health Minister to urgently implement reform.
Whereas if you were if you only had a family home, that would be capped after 3 years and there would be no other draw from the value of your home. So this is something that's been deeply unfair, deeply penalised farm families, and something that has been committed to be changed. However, we still don't have that change. And even though the Minister did commit to me last week that he was going to bring forward legislation in May, what we really need is certainty there for families out there as to when this will be law and no more stringing farmers along.
And in the interim, you're saying that this is seriously impacting farming families right across the county and Ireland indeed.
Yeah, look, this is simply unjust and it's simply unfair. You could have a situation where, you know, you have a farmhouse and a farm asset, a farm where over the last number of years, with somebody now in care and availing of the Fair Deal scheme, that they've paid the entire value of their farm in terms of care. And that's not how the Fair Deal scheme should work. the Fair Deal scheme works in terms of that it's capped after 3 years, that the maximum amount of a contribution that you pay is 22.5%. But if you're a farmer, if you happen to work the land and provide for your family from the land, then the whole asset, 100%, can actually go towards paying for your care. It is completely unjust. As I said, the farming organisation led from a woman in Donegal who brought this to national attention back 7-8 years ago, has won out in this. But the government, despite making the commitment 3 years ago, has dragged their feet on this.
And that was Deputy Pearce Doherty. Well, Donegal County Council has deferred the adoption of preferred routes on the TEN-T network until next week. Councillors were to have signed off on the preferred routes at a meeting yesterday, but it was felt by some members that the decision was being rushed and more time is needed. The issue now goes to a special meeting taking place on tomorrow week, April 24th. Councillor Kieran Brogan says the level of consultation with landowners prior to last evening's discussion was a major issue.
Some of the elected members have been in consultation and discussions with some landowners who were awaiting responses from Donegal County Council officials. They were expecting the responses before today. And so we did not want to be seen to be rushing a project that the size and scale of this project is the single biggest decision that we'll take as a council for some time. You have the Ballabasay-Eastern Arler bypass, you have the Lifford to Manor Cunningham, and then the Bunagee link, which takes in the Dermore Lurgy Brack as well. So it's a big decision for council, and some of the people felt that the council hadn't engaged enough with them, so I think it was appropriate for us to give more time for.
And that was Councillor Kieran Brogan there. We're just looking at the weather forecast for this Tuesday evening. It will be mainly dry into tonight with clear spells developing, patches of mist and fog in many areas, lowest temperatures 3 to 5 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow, mild and dry with sunny spells developing after mist and fog clear, highest temperatures 13 to 15 degrees Celsius with moderate southeast breezes. And looking at the main stories in brief this evening, the Taoiseach has confirmed the final cost of the National Broadband Plan could hit around €3 billion over 25 years. The long-awaited plan is intended to provide over 500,000 homes with high-speed broadband. At least 30,000 of those homes are in Donegal. The Speaker of the US House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, has sent a direct warning to the UK regarding the Good Friday Agreement. She says if Brexit negotiations harm the agreement, which was reached in 1998, there will be no trade deal between the US and the UK. A man has sustained head injuries after being attacked with a hammer in the Pearse Road area of Letterkenny in the early hours of Sunday morning. Last, Gardaí are continuing their investigations and are appealing for information. And Islanders will shortly be voting on the same day as everybody else. The Cabinet has agreed. We're back with news again at 6. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 16th of April. The death has occurred of Mickey O'Donnell, Oina, Clara, the Isle of Doe, Clonmany. His remains will repose at his daughter Anne and son-in-law Eugene's residence at Clara, Isle of Doe, from 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has occurred at Harbour Lights Nursing Home of Paddy Kennedy, Carrickatliva, Ardrah. Removal from the nursing home this evening at 6:30, going to his niece Breed McHugh's residence at Carrickatliva, Ardrah. Funeral from there on Thursday afternoon at 2:30 to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardrah, for funeral liturgy at 3:00, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the day of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Harbour Lights Comfort Fund, care of Derek McCabe, Funeral Director, Ardrah. The death has occurred of George Baskin, late of 88 Strabane Road, Castle Derg. George's remains will repose at his son and daughter-in-law Noel and Doreen's home at 16A Learmore Road, Castle Derg, from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday at 1:30 for service at 2:00 in Castledurg Ilham Church, followed by interment in Castledurg Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Faith Mission in Ireland or Dementia UK, care of Noel Baskin. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Rose McBride, née Tracy, 54 Castlegrange Park, Strabane, formerly of Gannon Newton Stewart. Her remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 9:20 for service in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Teenage Cancer Trust, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Catherine Mahoney, Naoimh Hugh, Killalt, Falkara and London. Catherine's remains will repose at her home in Maharaorti, Gortahork, from 8 o'clock this evening, with rosary nightly at 10 o'clock. Removal from her home on Thursday morning to Christ the King Church, Gortahork, for funeral service at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Inquiries to Midlaverty Funeral Directors, Gortahork. The death has taken place of Donna McBride, Legnahuri Kilmacrennan, son of Paul and Fina McBride. Donna will repose at the family home from 12 noon until 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. Mass of the Angels will take place at 12 noon on Holy Thursday in St. Columba's Church, Kilmacrennan. Family flowers only, please. Inquiries to McAteer Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Colm Fletcher, 107 Naylor's Row, Buncrana, and formerly of Duck Row, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his home. Removal from there on Thursday afternoon at 1:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for service at 2 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Bridie Barber, 14 St Egnes Terrace, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Chapel, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock ceremony, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Mary McHugh, Knockfalla. Her remains are reposing at her brother Paul's residence on Old Golf Course Road, Donegal Town. Funeral Mass in St Columbkill's Church, Knockfalla, at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock, with house private from after the rosary and before the funeral tomorrow. All inquiries to Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director. The death has taken place at her home of Bree Doherty, née Kelly, Balnamore, Fintown. Her remains are reposing at her home. Rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral from her home at 1:30 tomorrow for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock in St Columbkill's Church, Fintown, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight until 10 o'clock tomorrow. The death has taken place of Margaret Dunyan, Carrick, Castle Finn. Margaret's remains are reposing at the family home. Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Castle Finn, at 11 o'clock tomorrow, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Irish Pilgrim Trust or St Vincent de Paul, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock this evening and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has occurred of Hughie Mulhern, Hughie Tam, Baltony, Gortahork. His remains are reposing at his home in Baltony with rosary tonight at 9 o'clock and family time from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Funeral from his home tomorrow morning to Christ the King Church, Gortahork, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Rosaline Duffy, Nurse Duffy, née Crumlish, 62 Dunlade Road, Killywool, formerly of Hillhead, St Johnson. Funeral from her home tomorrow morning at 9:30 for 10 o'clock, Requiem Mass in Star of the Sea Church, Fawn Vale, Eglinton. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Alzheimer's Society, Seven Oaks, Derry. And the death has taken place of Tony Call, Killy Coleman, Rathmullen. His remains are reposing at his home. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, with burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors.